Minneapolis-based Can-Do Communications and Blue Chip Broadcasting of Cincinnati are paying $20 million for KARP, a country station with studios in Glencoe, on the dial at 96.3 FM. With luck and the blessing of the FCC, the currently country station will be sounding like this in March. On the new station, you'll hear music and programs targeted at the Twin Cities' growing and geographically spread out African-American community. Thomas Ross is a Minneapolis entrepreneur and chairman of Can Do.
When we as a country go to war, whether it's Baghdad or Yugoslavia, the first thing we do is take out our opponent's communication so that the generals can't speak to the troops. And for us as a community, an African-American community, not to have full communication was clearly unacceptable.
Ross has been trying to get a full-power urban station on the air for 10 years. No luck until 8 months ago, when he started discussions with Blue Chip Broadcasting. At 15 stations, Blue Chip is the second biggest black-owned radio station chain in the country, and it's expected to expand. Blue Chip President and CEO Ross Love says that in the mere 5 years he's been in broadcasting, he's seen a dramatic reduction in diversity.
Broadcasting is a public trust. They're called the public airways, and it's very important that there be broad representation of ownership and employment within the industry. And part of what Blue Chip Broadcasting and our new partnership with Can Do Communications is all about is trying to keep that alive and grow it.
Radio analyst Tom Taylor says Can Do and Blue Chip's strategy of mixing music with community service can make money if the mission is sincere.
Certainly, if you look at successful black stations around the country, and there's some very commercially successful black stations, those stations often are successful because they're based on a foundation of strong connections to the community. That community is very aware of those connections. They know that they're there, and they know when they're not there.
Taylor thinks FCC approval of the sale will be a slam dunk, especially given Blue Chip's good track record. The new station is being endorsed by a group of African-American politicians, including Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sales Belton, City Councilmember Brian Herron, and State Representative Gregory Gray, and by KMOJ, the public African-American station and the only broadcast station doing something close to what Ross and Love envision. The new station is authorized to broadcast at 100,000 watts, meaning it can blanket the entire metro area. KMOJ has a limited signal in Minneapolis. But KMOJ station manager Vuzi Zulu says the new station won't put his station out of business.
Oh, no. No way in the world will that occur. They will be a very welcome addition to the Twin Cities area. And it's like saying that simply because one of the other commercial stations in the European American markets on that it would put KNOW off the air.
Blue Chip and Can Do hope to get the new station on the air by March. They promise a name change for KARP, but haven't picked the new call letters yet. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.